A Lawrence County, Arkansas man has been arrested by the Arkansas State Police. 55-year-old Charles Benham of Alicia was arrested in connection with a 16-vehicle pileup that killed two people and injured six more in Jackson County on October the 3rd of 2023. Benham has been charged with felony reckless burning. He was taken to the Jackson County Detention Center. Smoke from nearby burning fields caused low visibility on Highway 67-167, blinding drivers and resulting in the pileup. 68-year-old Thomas Blevins of Logan, Ohio, 55-year-old Terry Lutz of Somerset, Ohio, both died in the crash. The vehicles involved in the accident were traveling north at the 99-mile marker when smoke covered all four lanes. As vehicles began to enter the smoke, a chain reaction crash occurred. The Howe County Sheriff's Office reports the arrest of a man on burglary charges. Saturday, deputies were dispatched to State Route T in West Plains in reference to a stealing and burglary case. After an investigation, the deputy found several items were stolen from the residence. On Monday, the Sheriff's Office was called back to State Route T for a report of a suspicious person. The deputy was able to identify the suspect from a trail camera picture in the area of the burglary on Saturday. Tuesday, the deputies located the suspect, Edward Kennedy, at his residence on State Route T. Kennedy was arrested and taken to Howe County Jail on charges of second-degree burglary and stealing $750 or more. He's being held on $10,000 bond. A Donovan man has been arrested on drug charges. Tuesday night, Donovan police arrested 39-year-old Christopher Story on a Butler County warrant. And during a search, officers found a rock-like substance that tested positive for meth. Story was taken to Ripley County Jail on a charge of felony possession of a controlled substance and on the Butler County warrant for failure to appear. A Mountain Home man was arrested Wednesday in Baxter County. 62-year-old Ross Edgar Raines Sr. was arrested on charges of felony possession of a controlled substance, felony possession of drug paraphernalia, furnishing prohibited articles, and parole violation. He was taken to Baxter County Detention Center, bond set at $25,000. A man from Mountain Home was injured when he was hit by a vehicle while crossing Highway 62 East. 20-year-old Justin Martin was traveling east on 62 near Harps when 53-year-old Carl Sandon of Mountain Home attempted to cross the highway on foot. Martin hit Sandon and told police that he did not see Sandon until it was too late. Sandon was taken to Baxter Health with an injured leg. A woman from Mammoth Spring was injured in an accident on Highway 289 south of Mammoth Spring Tuesday. According to reports, 59-year-old Elizabeth Johns was traveling south when she lost control in a curve, drove off the road, and hit a concrete embankment. Johns was taken to Ozarks Healthcare. A man from Ellington was injured in an ATV accident Thursday morning south of Ellington. The Highway Patrol reports that 24-year-old John Grillo suffered moderate injuries when the ATV began skidding, causing him to travel off the road, hit an embankment, and ejecting Grillo from the ATV. He was flown to Barnes Jewish Hospital. Three people were injured in an accident Wednesday night south of Houston. The Highway Patrol says 25-year-old Justin Hurst and 24-year-old Megan Hurst, both of Nevada, Missouri, and a 16-year-old boy from Houston all suffered minor injuries when the juvenile turned into the path of the vehicle that Megan Hurst was driving. The accident happened on Highway 63, 2 miles south of Houston. On Tuesday, Thayer City Council met for their regular monthly meeting. The main item on the agenda was the discussion of what to do with the substandard buildings within the city. During the discussion, Josh Garrison, a Thayer resident, read the ordinance pertaining to substandard buildings. That ordinance is now available at our website, ecomnewsnetwork.com.